starting Monday. 1A is moving a bit here on the Ideas Network. The national talk show is live from 9 to 11 in the morning. That's when it will air here in Wisconsin. 1A is a talk program that covers politics, technology, culture, sports, and more. It takes calls and comments from people who follow the program. Jen White became 1A's host last month in July. She started in public radio in Michigan and was most recently a host in Chicago. Here she is with WPR host Keely Boltina.
1A tackles questions facing our country every day, but we just have so many of them. News happens so quickly. How do you figure out what's most important on any given day?
Well, fortunately, I don't work alone. We have a great production team, and we have editorial meetings every single day to try to suss out exactly that question. And sometimes it's really about it's about the conversation that's happening in the moment, the question people are having over their dinner tables. And sometimes it's about the conversation that's going to be happening in 2 or 3 days, the one we're trying to get ahead of. So it really depends on that team discussion and us coming together and saying, okay, this is the public conversation that's happening right now. Let's see if we can move it a step or two forward.
How do you know what that public conversation looks like?
Well, I think part of it is just the way we're talking about it as a team. We have a really diverse team, which is wonderful. And so, you know, we bring a lot of our personal experiences to the table to say, hey, I'm hearing this conversation over here. Well, this is an angle that I'm hearing over here. And we kind of put it all together and figure out how we want to shape the conversation so that it's an inclusive conversation. So when people are listening, they feel like it's the conversation they're having with their friends and family every day.
Well, part of that conversation is the listener. I mean, 1A invites people to call in, to tweet. What do you think people in Wisconsin can offer these conversations that are inherently based for a national audience?
Oh, gosh. I'm a Midwesterner. I grew up in Detroit. And the thing that has always been a challenge to me is the fact that so much of the news is based on the East or West Coast. And one of the things that was exciting to me about taking on this role was bringing a Midwesterner's experience to the show. And so what I'm really hoping to hear from Wisconsin listeners is that perspective. You know, what is life like when you're not on one of the coasts? How are you thinking about politics in your community? How are you thinking about investment and what it means to invest in a community? That's a perspective that's too often missing in these national conversations. And so I'm excited to have Wisconsin added to our lineup.
And you think that when we call in, when we tweet, that our perspective is taken seriously?
It's taken seriously by 1A. Here's the thing that's really interesting about this show. We get such a range of feedback from people who are tuning in, and we hear from people all over the country. And what I appreciate about that is how it enriches the conversation. It makes it really difficult to talk about these issues, the many issues we're facing as a nation, in a binary as it's either, you know, X or Y, because you have this mix of experiences in the conversation as people are tweeting us or sending us email messages. And it's just built into the conversation as it's happening in real time. I don't think 1A would be as strong of a show if we didn't have that element. So we take listener feedback very seriously. We ask you to call into the show, to tweet us, so that we can build your perspective into the show as it's happening.
Jen White is host of 1A. Starting Monday, the national live call-in talk show airs from 9 to 11 in the morning here on the Ideas Network. And Jen, 1A stands for First Amendment, and the rights the First Amendment lays out come up often on the show, even on your first day hosting. Here are some of the questions you posed about freedom of speech.
But who defines what is hate speech? When do these restrictions run contrary to our constitutional right to freedom of speech? Does the First Amendment also guarantee freedom of reach, to have our voice amplified by technology and algorithms? Do some social media platforms not only allow hate speech, but incentivize it?
When I heard you say that, I wondered, does all speech have a place in the conversations on 1A? How do you handle that?
So that's a really interesting question. So to be clear, I am not curating the comments that are coming in because I'm hosting a show. But our producers do a really good job of going through the comments and trying to capture opinions that aren't being represented on the show. Now, we do not allow hate speech on 1A. That's not something that we allow on the show. So you're not going to hear slurs or people using offensive language. But if it's a different perspective, if it's a perspective that challenges the perspective of our guest or guests, we do include that because it again makes a conversation richer when someone who's, you know, calling in or writing in from Wisconsin can say to a guest, "Hey, I heard you say this, but I disagree for these reasons." And then the guest has a chance to respond to that. And that's a conversation then that can happen in a way that's more difficult if we don't have differing perspectives on the show. So, you know, like any public radio show that I've appreciated, we do try to keep the conversation civil. It doesn't mean that it's not contentious, but we do believe in civility.
Yeah, there's a big difference between fighting and just discussing ideas that are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
When NPR announced that you were coming on to the show this summer, the press release says you'll champion Americans' right to speak freely. What does that mean?
Again, you know, I think it's about trying to present a diversity of thought and idea on the show. Now, we're not going to question science or try to give equal time to a conspiracy theory. But I do think there's a conversation to be had around why sometimes certain ideas that seem outlandish take hold. That's a conversation worth having. And we have to acknowledge that there are times and places where that is happening in this country. And we have to have the discussion about, A, why it's incorrect, but why it's appealing. So if the appeal of that idea is in some bias or ism, let's go on and talk about it. And let's talk about it clearly and let's talk about it honestly. And then let's move back to the facts. But again, having people say these things out loud and being able to confront them and being able to talk about them and being able to actually present factual information, I think it's really important. It's always important, but it's really important right now.
You are a radio host, a podcast host, a moderator, a public speaker. You've interviewed people like President Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey. You're a skilled journalist. You're a woman. You're Black. What do you want people to realize about your experience when they hear you hosting 1A?
I want them to realize that I contain multitudes, just like so many other people who are hosting radio shows. We're complex. I'm a complex person. I'm all of the things you listed. I'm also a science fiction fantasy nerd. I'm also a person who cares deeply about my family. I'm also a person who loves dogs and has, you know, two fur balls at home right now. And I'm a person who values empathy. And I think a lot of how I approach this work and trying to approach it with empathy comes from my experience of being a woman in this business, of being a Black woman in this business, of being the child of parents who were born under Jim Crow, you know, growing up with parents who I know didn't have a place where they could freely express their opinions and didn't always feel free to speak up because there were consequences. I bring all of that to this work. I hope that's what people can understand about me.
What have you already learned in hosting this show?
I've already learned that while there is great diversity of thought, I do believe people are looking for a place where they feel heard and where they can engage in a good faith conversation, even if that conversation doesn't lead to agreement. I wasn't sure that was the case when I took this job. But the engagement I've seen from listeners so far has actually been somewhat encouraging in that it really has felt up until this point like people want to have the conversation. They at least want to have the conversation. And I think if you spend any amount of time on social media, you come away from it with a very different perspective. But I've been greatly encouraged by the way people who listen to this show engage with us.
We're excited to hear more. Jen, thank you for your time.
Keely, my pleasure.
That was 1A's Jen White talking to WPR host Keely Boltina. We're making a switch on Monday. From then on, you'll hear 1A live from 9 to 11 in the morning here on the Ideas Network. For a list of all our recent program changes and upcoming changes here at WPR, visit our website, wpr.org/fall2020.